The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Kia ora, you're listening to Fresh FM. My name is Shannon, and today I'm stoked to be chatting to Ryan, who has come down here to the park to chat about the band Minwee, who he is from, and they are doing a reunion tour. It's kicking off in August, although you're doing a gig here in Nelson in October. How are you doing today, Ryan, first of all?
Oh, yeah, very well, thank you. Kia ora, everybody. It's good. It's good. Sun is shining.
The sun is shining about time as well with all the weather we've had.
Yeah.
Now, can you tell us, I'm just going to take it right back to the beginning. How did Minwee come about?
Oh, yeah. So we were in a band with the members that are in Minwee now. We're all kind of had been playing music together for a wee bit prior to it being kind of like in a guitar band type thing, you know, like bass and drums and guitars and vocals. And we were writing music. And then I think we were just, we'd started listening to, things kind of came about like, okay, so you go to cafes and they're playing stuff like, at the time there were albums like Rebirth of Cool 5 and there were like these big beat stuff. It was very cafe stuff, but we were really kind of tuned into the sample drums and grooves thing that was going on at the time. There was a bit of a fusion of grooves and drum loops, I think, being made into records and things. And so, one of the artists that came through at that time was a guy called Tricky. He was playing with Massive Attack. And so, of course, you look into that and then you find Portishead and you find the other kind of bands around that. And so we started getting into that. But meanwhile, we were all playing guitars and drums and doing all that kind of thing. And I kind of thought, right, this is really cool. I want to look into it further. So I bought like a sampler, which was a means to kind of loop drums up and other musical bits, anything really, anything like I think the name kind of, you know, suggests the scope of creativity that you could really just sample anything and make music out of it. So that's kind of how it came about, like just a group of people playing music together, being turned on by this electronic music influence in popular culture at the time, and how that, yeah, and we got into it that way, I guess. Yeah,
that's awesome. And you guys have done some amazing, like your tours are just mind-blowing, the places you've played across the world. What would be, like, just off the top of your head, your standout gig that you've done?
I think playing in Russia was amazing for me, just to kind of get there and play our music there, because it was I'll always remember that. That was pretty awesome. And then we also played in the Czech Republic too. We played at in Prague, a place called, I'm pretty sure it was called the Roxy, but it was just, they there was a local radio station here, like, very similar to Fresh, and a guy knew our music and was promoted it there. And then he found out we were coming through, so got us to play there. And the place was packed because they all knew the music. Yeah, so that's another great one too. Yeah, so there's two for you.
And that'd have been pretty surreal seeing people who, of course, like, English isn't their first language, singing along to your music.
Yeah, yeah. It was quite something. Yeah, yeah.
It's so cool. It was brilliant. And what has brought you guys back together? Because this reunion tour, I think it's been long awaited by us fans. We've always been like, come on. You've been doing your own thing on the side. What's triggered this reunion?
Yeah, so we've been approached by festivals and promoters before to do things, and generally we've kind of said no. But Paul got hold of me and said, oh, look, Christchurch, this festival has got hold of us, and Ruth has kind of thought, like, maybe this could be really cool. It kind of got the thumbs up from all three of us, really. And, you know, Christchurch is one of the places we first played out of town here. So we started in Nelson, but, you know, it's always such a big deal to get a gig in Christchurch right at the beginning. We'd go down as often as we could. So it was... the place is really special to us, in a sense of us kind of finding our sound, I think, you know, playing out of town, being so exciting and playing to bigger audiences. So, yeah, I think that's a combination of those things is we all put our thumbs up for it.
So that must be the Go Live Festival.
Go Live Festival.
Go Live, that's right, down in Christchurch. Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Yeah.
And, of course, now you guys are scattered throughout the country. How's it been going with rehearsals? I feel like that must be like a Zoom nightmare.
It has been a Zoom nightmare. Yeah, we've tried several ways of trying to do things online. It's been very clunky. But, I mean, but we've also got things done too. I've just got back actually from because Ruth and Paul are in Foxton Beach. So I've been there in the weekend rehearsing. And so we've done that a couple of times, there's lots of communication online, and we tried a couple of practices that were a bit weird, but as I say, it was productive. We needed to do it, and then there's been these when I go up to Foxton Beach, and we do it in real time in the same room, and that's cool.
That's awesome. And how has it been going through the old sets? Because I know there's a couple of songs that you guys are releasing.
Yeah.
So when's it? Because that's 88, isn't it? It's getting pressed.
It's pressed now. I've got a copy of the vinyl at home, and it looks and sounds amazing.
That is so cool.
Yeah, I got to hear the test presses before they did the final stuff, and I was blown away actually about how good it sounded. So that's so exciting for us. And for the people who are into the 88, so nice.
Absolutely. And there's a couple of bonus tracks, is that correct?
Yes. So that's right. So we found a couple of tracks that we kind of had in the archives that just kind of polished up and got sounded good to release. So, and they are included on the 88, yes.
So exciting. And is there a favourite track for you to play when you're on stage?
Man, I think it changes. It did change. To be honest, I don't think I do have a favourite. I think all of them are really, really fun, especially for what we're doing for this, because we're kind of like pulling out the stuff that we enjoy playing, but we also know people will want to hear us play too.
I can't wait.
Can't single one out. It's like kids, you know.
Exactly. Can't choose a favourite. Can't be doing that. No, it's so exciting. So it's October the 4th, which is a Saturday, here at the Theatre Royal in Nelson. Tickets are sold out record time, that must have been.
Yeah.
I jumped straight on fun. And they were gone. I was like, here we go.
Really quick.
So thank you so much for your time today, Ryan. And where can people go just to keep an eye on what's happening with the band?
I reckon there's a couple of social media pages for Minwee, so they're on Facebook and Instagram. I reckon that's the best way to just kind of keep in step with what's going on for us. Yeah.
Awesome. Thanks again for coming down. It's so lovely to catch up.
Cool. Thank you.
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM with support from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.